Good evening. I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska Congressman Don Young had some harsh words last night for a fellow lawmaker opposed to predator control on Park Service lands. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
The incident happened during a late-night session on a big spending bill. Young was pressing for an amendment to ditch an Obama administration rule that bans certain methods of killing predators on lands managed by the National Park Service. A freshman Democrat named Pramila Jayapal from Washington State argued for keeping the rule. It's not the first time the House has had this debate, and Jayapal's defense did not break new ground. She said the Park Service has a mission to protect wildlife.
In 1994, Alaska did pass a law that undercut those efforts by allowing for extreme predator control, which led to fringe practices that could hardly be called traditional hunting.
Something, she said, got under Young's skin.
I'm disturbed. You may not know me, young lady, but I'm deeply disturbed. I am still talking.
His words, the gentleman has already impugned my motives by saying that I don't know a damn thing about what I'm talking about.
I didn't say damn, you said it.
He's now called me young lady, and Mr. Chairman, I ask that he take down his words.
Gentlemen will suspend. Gentlemen will take a seat.
This, an allegation that Young had broken a House rule, could hold up proceedings, and it was already going to be a long night. A staff member from the House Speaker's office went to talk to Young to play peacemaker. Democrats gathered around Jayapal. The peacemaker went from Young to Jayapal. It's hard to hear, but the peacemaker says, I totally get that, and I'm trying to manage this. He's also Don Young. After 5.5 minutes, Young relented.
Sent to withdraw my offending words. And to the lady, I do apologize. I get very defensive about my state.
And Young's amendment passed by a comfortable margin. But the Senate isn't expected to take up the bill in its current form. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The Farmers Loop West transfer site in Fairbanks was closed for about 30 minutes Thursday after what appeared to be a 105-millimeter artillery shell was dropped off at noon in one of the trash bins. An Alaska State Trooper and a team from the Fort Wainwright 65th Explosive Ordnance Disposal Company responded to the call, and the team left with the shell about 12:45 p.m., allowing the transfer site to reopen. Captain John Packer, an Army spokesman at Fort Wainwright, said the team identified the shell as an artillery training aid. In an email to the Newsminer, Packer said, based on the small size of the blast, the team leader determined the artillery round was a practice projectile with no explosives inside. Texas Dave is the name of the man who found the shell in the bin. He's a self-described local picker and dumpster diver. He said, some guy brought the artillery shell to the transfer site along with a bunch of other junk. Texas Dave said, I thought this was this inert thing. I found this artillery shell and I got this itch between my shoulders, so I called the troopers. Alaska State Troopers say 5 children died in a fire that gutted a trailer home in Butte yesterday morning off the Old Glen Highway near Palmer. State Troopers have not said what caused the blaze or who is responsible for the 5 girls, aged 3 to 12, who perished. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports.
Somber fire investigators combed through debris inside the blackened trailer off Wickham Drive. A neighbor had called 911 to report the fire a little before 7 a.m. on Thursday. A neighbor, who did not want to be recorded in an interview, would only say that the 5 girls who died were good kids as he stared at the charred home past the yellow fire line tape. Firefighters from nearby Butte Fire Department as well as Palmer Fire and Rescue had responded. Now, troopers and the state fire marshal are investigating what sparked the fire and whether there were any other factors that may have contributed to the girls' deaths. The investigators have not released the victims' names, nor have they said whether they were members of the same family or whether an adult was present or involved in any way. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says early indications are that the girls died in the fire, but she says there won't be a final determination on what caused their deaths until troopers have had time to investigate.
It is a tragedy no matter how you look at it. We don't know at this point if there are other factors involved in their death, but that's something that we're going to look into.
Peter says the investigation will take time.
Whenever you have a fire, things are always very complicated. I mean, things get burned up, things get scattered. I mean, there's, of course, people that try to fight the fire. That's what they do. So you have water. And we also have 5 deaths with this fire. It's a really long, drawn-out process.
As Peter spoke, state medical examiners were removing the girls' remains from the trailer, putting them in body bags, and preparing to drive them to Anchorage. She says that's where they'll undergo autopsies. Investigators have been in touch with family members and are conducting interviews, but Peter says it is too soon to identify the girls publicly until troopers are completely sure of their identities. In Butte, I'm Casey Grove.
For more on these stories or others, go to KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.